We were talking about form. you have a piece of furniture and you doesn't fit in the house, and so somebody says, well, don't throw it away, I'll be glad to take it. And you say, well, I'm glad to
get rid of it. I have a letter from one of my relatives from the University of Mississippi, the senior at the University of Mississippi. That letter was dated in 1893, I believe. He was writing to his father down at Byram, Mississippi. He says, I wish you'd send me 6 gallons of good molasses. He says, I can get shut of it very easily. Shut, S-H-U-T. He meant shit of it, I guess, but there he was, an educated man, so I can get shut of it. And it's fair plain, S-H-U-T.
In other words, it means more than just to be rid of it. In other words, I can sell it.
He was going to sell this molasses. And he says, the boys up here want molasses, and I can get shut of it very easily. And it was, and he was an educated boy, he seemed University of Mississippi.
Do you still hear that very much?
Very seldom now. It was used to be used a great deal more than it is now. But occasionally you hear it. It's shut of it.
And if someone wants to say the opposite, or he might say, well, we're glad to see you, and won't you stay? But actually, he wants to get shut of you. So you'd say, well, he acted as if, I knew he wanted me to go, but he acted as if what? What do you say? He didn't want him to stay, but he made out like?
Well, that's quite an expression, made out or make like. Make like. I know I heard a fella says not long ago, let's make like we're going to do something. So he made like he wanted him to stay when he didn't.
Mm-hmm. And different ways of expressing distance. Say, how far is it, well, say to Columbus, would you say, you remember any other way of saying that?
Well, they'd say how far.
To Columbus.
Yeah, how far to Columbus?
And somebody might say, well, about
30 miles. Mm-hmm. A lot of them don't use the plural, they'll say mile. Mm-hmm. And I'll notice so many people say anything is 3 foot long, 4 foot. Instead of 4 feet, they'll say 4 foot mile or 30 miles to Columbus. Mm-hmm. However, that expression is being discarded more now than it used to be, because everything was either 3 foot deep or 4 foot deep. Mm-hmm. But you don't hear much of it now with the younger people. It's always 3 feet or 4 feet.
And if you say, where's the church? Where's the Baptist church?
Where is it at? A lot of them put that word at on the end of it, which of course is wrong, but so many people will say, where's it at? Heard a boy the other day, the fire alarm sounded down here, and he ran out and says, where's the fire at? Mm-hmm. I started to tell him right behind the at. But he wanted to know where the fire was at.
If you say, where is the Baptist church? Well, you say, well, it's just over.
Oh, on the corner.
Well, by the way, when someone told me, I asked where you live, and they said, well, his house is just cattywampus to the Baptist church. Now, would you explain the difference between catty corner and cattywampus?
Well, he meant catty cornered, of course. Catty cornered, cattywampus. Well, that may be used a little, but not much. It's generally catty cornered across.
What is anagodlin?
Oh boy.
I'll explain how I heard that.
How did you hear it?
Check to see whether this sounds familiar. Somebody says that they used to use a mule